Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 21st. After Friday's rumors of China looking for a couple of cargoes of corn out of the Pacific Northwest moved markets higher on Friday, a lack of confirmation on those purchases and also maybe markets looking ahead to see if we get any purchases in soybeans or other commodities had markets on the defensive today in soybeans and corn, but wheat was able to power ahead here on some other news. Let's take a look at wheat. You had March finish up 11 cents, 581.5, put in a 14-month high, a high of the day at 582.75. Kansas City March finished up 5.75 cents at $5 even. Minneapolis March up 2.25 cents, 562.25. So a confluence of factors there. You've got Australia's exportable wheat surpluses declining here with their reduced production from the drought. You also have Russian wheat prices now hitting new marketing year highs at $229 a ton. That's above the Ukraine, above the EU, and also above the US. And you've got Pakistan in the market for wheat looking for 300,000 metric tons there as their stocks are looking a bit iffy. And so maybe markets looking towards the US a little bit and raising all wheat across the board. You have the funds long in the Chicago contract, 30,000, long about 6,000 in Kansas City. They may be added 5,000 to 8,000 contracts in that Chicago market today. Again, gaining on the Kansas City and also gaining on Minneapolis and Chicago there by about a dime today. So strong there again. Export inspections this morning in the wheat, actually pretty weak, 435,000 metric tons versus 561,000 last week. Market was looking for between 400 and 600,000, so down at the lower end of the range there. Exports, though, are still running about 14% higher than last week. So we'll have to see if we get some continued follow-through on this strong performance in the wheat. In the corn, you had March finished down 1.75 cents. That's given up less than 2 cents from Friday's 13.75 cent rally. We closed at 387.5. That's above the 20 and 100-day moving averages, which come in right about 387. So this still may be keeping some pressure on those funds. We're back short about 85,000 contracts. They had added on Thursday's break about 15,000 to 20,000 contracts to that, turned around and covered them on Friday. We had open interest up and down by about 25,000 to 30,000 over the last couple of days. So it shows you just how nervous these funds are regarding any outsized news or announcements. So we'll have to see again if we get any confirmation on any China purchases. These funds may really have to all head for the exits at the same time. Inspections came out pretty weak today, 346,000 versus 483,000 last week, below the lowest end of estimates. They were looking for between 450 and 800,000. Exports now running down about 54% on last year. So any help from the Chinese in these corn markets would really be welcome. And taking a look at beans, we had March finished down 13.75 cents at 9.16. We put in a low today at 9.15 and a quarter. Taking a look at that rally from 8.80 up to 9.60 and back, we now have gone below the 50% retracement number at 9.20. 62% retracement comes in at 9.12. And 9.16, where we closed today, was the December 13th low. That's where this rally began. So spending any significant amount of time below these numbers could bring in some fund short selling here. We are trading now below the 20-day moving average, are well below that at 941, 200-day at 921. We are also below that, so that's an indication if funds are long, which they are about 6,000 contracts in the beans, excuse me, to maybe start selling there and accumulating a short position. Funds are also long about 100,000 contracts in the oil, liquidating some of that today. Bean oil putting in and outside day down today, so that's a pretty negative chart pattern as well, and maybe you will see some more liquidation in that oil contract. Funds still short about 30,000 contracts in the meal, but that oil position is the one that really has the funds worried. Export inspections, 1.2 million metric tons. That was at the top end of the range of between 600,000 and 1.2. And that's versus 1.15 last week. About half of that was going to China. And that is on earlier commitments, and China really is running out of those previously booked but not delivered sales. So unless we see some new sales, those numbers are going to drop off pretty quickly. Market's definitely looking to see if China is going to go kind of against the normal pattern and book some U.S. purchases when South America is just starting to come online. Market's also weighed in the beans by some decent weather in South America. So raising a little bit the production in both Argentina and Brazil, and weather not very threatening until maybe the 16 to 30 day outlook. Outside markets, you've got the dollar down 5 ticks, 97.30. Crude oil down 4 cents a barrel at 58.50. And you've got the stock market trading down about 160 points, the highest we were on the day, and the stocks was about even. There's a little bit of concern in world markets due to this virus coming out of China. It's got several dozen people dead, I think, and concern that it may move throughout different parts of the world as Chinese start traveling as that new year comes into play. So we will keep an eye, and markets will look to see if we get any confirmation on purchases from China. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.